Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to our show. It's the Buckmaster Show for Monday, January 13th, 2014. Hope you had a great weekend and looking forward to a very productive work week. We start things off with our Monday political face-off with one of our two teams of commentators. Today we have Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom with us in studio. Then about 33 minutes past the hour, a conversation with Gail Hartman. Gail is president of the Save the Scenic Santa Ritas, that organization not giving up on their effort to stop the Rosemont Mine. Then we'll close out the show with Dr. Mark Sykes, who heads up the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute. The Buckmaster Show live line number is 790-2040. We always welcome your calls, and we also welcome you to join us on our Facebook page. We're easy to find. If you know my name, you can find us on Facebook. Every Monday here on the program, we do kick off the work week with the Monday Political Face-Off. Today we have with us Bruce Ash. Mr. Ash is in his second term now as Republican National Committeeman for Arizona. Excuse me, third term. Wow, how time flies. Paul Eckerstrom is the former head of the Arizona Democrat Party. He's also former head of the local Democratic Party, is the local chair there. The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Of course, they're on Facebook. Paul, how was your weekend?
Well, it was about perfect weather. You couldn't get much better than
that. Can't beat it. It's just so fantastic. Nice. Bruce, did you have a good time? Were you here in town? I know you were here in town because I heard John Amel's show, and it's good to have Amel back on the air.
U of A wins two basketball games, remains with a perfect record at 17-0, breaks an all-time record going back almost 80-plus years, and it could not be a better weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's just unbelievable, this team, the run they are having. It's just really, it's super. It's fantastic, like our weather. And, of course, I have never seen my geraniums look better.
Yeah, they do look great.
This seems to be the sweet spot for them. Not freezing at night, but 35
right.
to 40 on the overnight, and then about 70, they just love it.
You know? I brought them under the porch when it got cold, before Christmas, and haven't brought them out in the sunshine.
Yeah,
they get a little bit of filtered sun, and they have never looked this good.
Yeah. Rose, how about you? How's the gardening? Good. Good thumbs up, her garden. I know Rose has an incredible green thumb. Why don't we go right to the Buckmaster Show live line, and Terry is with us, and he has a question regarding the governor's race. Go ahead, Terry.
Wow, that's fast. Thank you.
You're welcome.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing real well, and thank you, Terry, for asking.
Well, thank you for receiving the call. Bruce, how are you?
Dandy, sir.
Okay, and Paul, you're great as usual, right?
Yep, feeling
okay.
Good.
Now, this might want to change the whole game here. If Terry Goddard and Duval win their offices respectively, Terry, the chief election officer for Arizona, and Duval, governor, Arizona Democrat, will they both push hard to see that Arizona illegals in Arizona and the Dreamers, under the Dreamers Act, 16 and over, are able to drive through the motor voter laws currently an act in Arizona. In other words, like Jerry Brown, Democratic governor, signed into law with pen in hand the motor voter for illegals in California and the Dreamers, 16 and over. How cool is that? Give me the answer, please. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Terry.
Well, one, I don't think Jerry Brown... they can't vote if you're not a citizen. So there wasn't a motor voter. It was that they can have a driver's license is what he signed into law in California. I don't know what that would take legislative action if we change that here, and the state legislature would have to vote on that before any governor would sign that in law. Terry Goddard doesn't have anything to do with it if he's Secretary of State at the time. It would be all up to the legislature and the governor's signature And I don't really know at this point what Fred Duvall's position on that is. I think he would probably be keep the law that's now in place. So I doubt very much, especially since I don't think the legislature is going to be changing makeup very soon anyway. I don't think that's going to change.
Well, I reject the entire premise of Terry's call because Terry Goddard and Fred Duvall will not be elected in November of 2014. And the Republicans have a very deep bench running for governor. And, you know, in the case of Terry Goddard, a good guy, has been a loyal public servant for many years, statewide as well as in the city of Phoenix. But he's been rejected twice running for governor. And the last guy I'd like to have as Secretary of State is a guy who's been rejected by the voters twice on a statewide basis pretty conclusively, who's one heartbeat away from the governor's chair.
Well, go ahead.
No, I think I'm glad Terry's running. One, I think it gives us a real chance to win one of those down ballot statewide races that, because of his name ID and the fact that he was Attorney General
twice,
and the mayor of Phoenix. And the other thing is I think, you know, it's important. Voter elections are important, and we've had for now Republican Secretary of States who want to suppress the vote and make sure people make it harder for people to vote. And I think we need to change that. And I think that's what Terry Goddard's why he's running is he wants to run that office to encourage people to get registered legally, of course, but encourage them to get registered, get them registered and make it easier for them to vote, have more voting opportunities in terms of polling places and all of that. And that's the Secretary of State's main job. And I'm glad he's running because of that.
You'll notice, Paul, I didn't talk over you, even though I wanted to contradict the misstatement that you'd made. Neither this Secretary of State or any other prior to Mr. Bennett has ever done anything illegal to suppress the vote in the state of Arizona. The idea that you have floated out there is just pure fabrication. So we got other topics I
yes, we
to
do.
Discuss
and
today.
We do, and we'll put this one. We will, thank you, and we'll put that one to rest. Anyway, because today is a very important day. The state legislative session will be gaveled into order in about 2 hours. That's when the governor, Jan Brewer, will deliver what presumably will be her final State of the State address today. She still has not said specifically whether or not she plans to get a legal fight going about whether she can run for another 4-year term. But anyway, she will be talking, Paul Eckerstrom, in her speech about what she calls the Great Arizona Economic Comeback.
Well, I think there's an economic comeback coming across the country, and that we're pulling out of this recession. And I think it's hard to say that a particular state is doing better than another one, frankly. And I don't think my problem with what's happened over this past recession is the amount of major cuts we took in education. Frankly, Department of Transportation in this state hasn't been able to build new roads, let alone maintain old roads, and the fact that we now have a structural deficit, because even though we have a surplus right now, that surplus is going to get eaten up by the implementation of phased-in tax cuts that took place over this period of recession.
Yeah, we have a surplus, $600 to $800 million, Bruce Ash. I mean, that's a pretty good surplus.
Well, let me again correct Paul for another whopper.
What was it this time?
The latest whopper is the economy isn't very good across the country. If you are just like the three of us guys sitting here in this room, it's been a great economy if you are a Wall Street guy or if you own stock of a public company, which I recognize a lot of people have in their pension plans, but this isn't necessarily money that you can put in your pocket and spend for food and gasoline and what have you. The situation that exists right now with the structural unemployment rate of over 13% is deplorable, and the president's answer to to all of this is, well, we're going to increase increase unemployment benefits, and we're going to do some kind of targeted empowerment zones in different parts of the country. We need to get this economy unleashed. One of the ways that you do it is to get rid of Obamacare, and everybody's talking about that. But the other way that you do it is to let the free markets work. Whether it's Dodd-Frank, whether it is the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, all of the other things that have been imposed by the current administration is what is tying this economy down. And Paul, I know that you don't like hearing this, but when taxes are reduced, tax revenues increase because there's more business being done.
Well, all right. I was just trying to point out at the state level, we have a structural deficit. We cut our schools by 20% over the 5 years of the recession. And now last year we threw back, that's a drop in the bucket, maybe 1% of it back into the schools. And we have a surplus that's not going to last very long because by next year, after this following year, the follow out year, we are going to be back in deficit spending. We're going to have to make cuts again. It's probably going to come out of our kids' schools again, our public schools again. And the plain fact of the matter is, it's because we've had a tax cut pretty much every year since 1991. When the Republican governor, Symington, wanted to go after an income tax, the state legislature has been doing that over and over again with Republican leadership. And now we are at a point where we have the worst funded school system in the country, and it's going to get worse. And that's my issue, is we need to start getting back some of those income taxes, some of those big taxes to big corporations that were cut. We need some of that revenue back so we can actually put our schools back in the place they were before the recession, which was not very good, but at least it was better than it is now.
And when we come back, Bruce Ash will be up first. It is the Monday Political Face-Off on the Buckmaster Show at 12:16. We'll be right back.
I'm Tony Penn, President and CEO of the United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona. We can help you receive all the tax credits and deductions for which you are eligible. We're putting thousands of dollars back into our local economy. For more information, visit UnitedWayTucson.org or call 211.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now!
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready!
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support!
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business!
The call has started. Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
If you are a low to moderate income family or individual, you can get your taxes filed for free. With United Way's tax preparation program, IRS certified volunteers help prepare and file your state and federal income taxes. Visit UnitedWayTucson.org or call 211.
Welcome back to the Monday Political Face-Off. It is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lawl and Dodge and Moe'sGallery.com. And on Facebook, if you had any kind of gifts under the tree that require framing, you're thinking, well, I wonder who I should get this framed from or who should do the work. No question. Check out Moe's. Bruce Ash is here and Paul Eckerstrom. When we took the break, Paul had just made a point about the $600 to $800 million surplus that's expected to turn in quickly to a $500 million deficit within a few years. Bruce Ash?
Well, to the extent that we're able to stimulate the economy with greater economic growth, I think that there is a strong opportunity for us to continue balancing this budget. We certainly are going to have a better opportunity to do that without tax increases than implementing tax increases. Paul Eckerstrom and his friends in the Democratic Party might be the only Arizonans who actually believe that more taxes is what Arizonans need in order for creating greater prosperity. And that's the reason that they have been thumped in the last couple general elections on a statewide basis. Now, let me go to the goals.
I thought Paul was against taxes.
No, I'm.
Oh no,
I'm for restoring the taxes that were cut over the last 20 years.
There you go.
That's why. And let me make a point of that, because education is an economic engine,
right?
And if we don't have a good education system, you're not going to get a young parent who's an engineer coming to Raytheon anymore. Raytheon then is going to realize they're going to have to move out of this state to get good engineers to come to work for them, because you don't want to have your kids go into poor schools. The second thing is I heard Jan Brewer and Matt Salmon down on the border. Now they're all about border cooperation with Mexico because they want to have trade with Mexico. They want to have all this trade coming through on from NAFTA, New Mexico through us, all the way up to Canada. And that takes what? Infrastructure. That takes roads. That takes railroads. That takes all the things that tax money provides. Basic government services need to be implemented. In Arizona, we've cut too far. Okay. And it's hurting us economically because we won't have those infrastructure. I mean, I thought it was really kind of funny that all these people in Phoenix and these the governor and people who were bashing Mexico and illegal immigrants just a year or two back now are embracing Mexico.
It's totally different.
I thought that was really funny. Okay. But that,
it's true.
We need the infrastructure at the border to take advantage of what they want to do, which is trade with Mexico.
Bruce says,
and we don't have it.
Bruce says it's like comparing apples and oranges.
You're mixing metaphors. Look, this legislature with Democrat and Republicans working together, will restore her funding as well as education funds also, Paul. We have this messy thing called the Great Recession, which occurred, it put us, all of us, back a ways, and state government as well. The fear is that we're going to grow spending again at too fast a level. I am confident that leadership is going to adjust the level of funding for these areas that we've discussed so that we're able to better plan for the future. And it is very important. Mayor Rothschild has said it, as well as Governor Brewer. It's very important for us to be a new 21st century trading partner with Mexico.
Absolutely.
This is one of our paths to economic prosperity here in Arizona, and I'm glad that we're off the discussion about, you know, 1070 and all that mm-hmm. stuff, because that's settled law, right? That's the law of the land, Paul, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now we're on to this other, which is a good thing for all Arizonans.
Well, and I agree with you, Bruce, but my worry is the small surplus that we have now, and we slip back into deficit spending in another year or two, we don't have enough revenues to do the basic needs of government, which is, you know, educate our kids and build roads for exactly what we're talking about, trade with Mexico. And if we don't have those things, we're going to lose that trade with Mexico to Texas or California or one of the other border states, New Mexico. We're not going to have that corridor that we want to take advantage of and become the center of that economic boom.
Well, some of that help is federally sponsored. And
some, but
and
we have to have enough for
and
the state
two Congress and the two congressional representatives we have working for us right now in Southern Arizona don't have a lot of clout in the U.S. Congress, and that's why many people believe that there needs to be a change.
Well, all I'm saying is we need the actual money from the state to help with building that infrastructure so we can take advantage of trade with Mexico. And that is a problem in the way we have our budget structured right now. We need to change that. We need to restore tax revenues that we've lost over the last number of years, 20 years, under Republican leadership.
12:26 on the Buckmaster Show, the Monday Political Face-Off, Paul Eckerstrom and Bruce Ash. Let's go to Jerry on the Buckmaster Show live line. Jerry, go ahead.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
Good afternoon, I'm sorry. But as I understand it, Washington, D.C., the school system there, gets more money than all the states, and they're one of the worst in the country.
Mm. Money going into school districts, Jerry, as you know, is not necessarily a determining factor with respect to the quality of education. We have poured tons and tons of money into school districts around the country with federal dollars. You know, we spend nearly as much federal dollars here in Arizona as we do state dollars supporting education, Medicaid, and all of the different things that help poor people in this state. In fact, you know, we have a $17 trillion debt in the United States. How much have we spent on the war on poverty since 1964? About $20 trillion. And we have more poor people today than we did in 1964, both as a number and as a percentage of our population.
Well, one, I'll dispute that statistic in this regard. When the Great Society went into place and food stamps was put into place and welfare was put into place, guess what? Our malnutrition rates in this country, and most of them were children, went down from 6% at that time to under 1%. When Ronald Reagan made some cuts in those programs, it went up to 2%. When George H.W. Bush, who I respect greatly for restoring those cuts, it went back down under 1%. That's a statistic that is meaningful. We don't have people starving in this country anymore because of those programs. But the second thing is, when you talk about schools and money going to school districts, it is no accident that the states that have the highest amount generally, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Connecticut, Maryland, that have higher in the upper tier in terms of spending per student in schools have the highest ranked students and test scores. That's no accident because they put the resources in our kids for the future of their economy, and we're not doing it here in Arizona.
There's a lot of states that do that, Paul, and I will say for your benefit and also Bill's, 50 years ago, George Wallace stood in front of the University of Alabama blocking the schoolhouse door. This president of the United States is sitting himself in front of the schoolhouse door in Washington, D.C., preventing black children from getting the kind of quality education that they deserve and can have access to with vouchers and private schooling because of his stubbornness and keeping in line with the unions who have supported him in all of his elections.
You want to get on the voucher programs. All that is a subsidy to very rich people, and it undermines our public schools. And the kids, even if the poor family got that voucher, they couldn't afford the private schools that you send your kids to, Bruce.
All right, that was Paul Eckerstrom and Bruce Ash. Thank you both of you for being with us today. Hope you have a great week, a great and productive week. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bill.
The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. They're family-owned and run. Moe Gall and his family, they've been doing this since 1985. They'll take care of your custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services, hanging systems. Moe will gladly come out, do all the measuring, do all the hanging at your home. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Starting with downtown Charleston, officials in West Virginia are gradually lifting the ban on tap water use in 9 counties affected by the chemical spill that tainted the local water supply. Southwest Airlines says a plane that landed at the wrong airport near Branson, Missouri, should be able to take off again from that airport's runway, even though it's about half as long as the runway at the airport where the plane was supposed to land. One high-ranking New Jersey Democrat says an investigation of massive local traffic jams that's ensnared Governor Chris Christie's administration has grown into a probe of abuse of power. A judge in Arizona set a March 17th trial date to decide whether Jody Arias should be sentenced to life in prison or should receive a death sentence. The Dow down 122 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal, it's just business.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit LisaFogelDentalEssentials.com. The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Moncada Construction. Give Chris Moncada and his team a call. Chris, they specialize in, well, they do great carpentry work, drywall repair, interior painting, insurance restoration. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. Their number is 520-390-2247. Sometimes it's hard to write a number down that quickly on the radio, so the best way is just go to the web, Moncada, M-O-N-C-A-D-A Construction, and Chris will take it from there. And yes, they welcome credit cards. We welcome now to the Buckmaster Show, Gail Hartman. Gail is president of the Save the Scenic Santa Rita's. Gail, how are you?
Just fine, thank you.
It's good to see you again. Save the Scenic Santa Rita's have been on board since day one against the proposed Rosemont open pit copper mine in the Santa Rita Mountains south of Tucson. A lot of people are saying, oh, this is a done deal, and I know you don't believe that.
No, I sure don't. People have been saying that for years, in fact, because the one thing that Rosemont does well is publicity, not a whole lot else, in my opinion. And no, I still am quite convinced this mine will not happen. We have a long ways to go. It's true that the Forest Service is likely going to approve, but that was really always expected because they do have to deal with this old 1872 mining law. That does not mean the mine's going to happen.
We've got this written comment period. Can you kind of explain that? Simply put, what is this?
Well,
how does it work?
It's a little difficult to explain, but let me just first say that any objections have to be in by the deadline is February 14th, and they have to be mailed to the regional forest office in Albuquerque. This is a new process started at the federal level. Doesn't really have anything to do with Rosemont, and it's not user-friendly. I'm not sure quite what the Forest Service was doing. So what we are doing is we have a very large coalition of experts, and we are writing a lot of comments because there's a lot of things to object to in the final EIS. But to do it as an individual, first you have to have commented before on the draft or during the scoping period, and you need to go back and find your comments, refer to them by page, and explain your objections into the final. So it's not easy. Now, you can find the final, of course, on the web. It's at rosemonteis.us. It's all there, but it's enormous. So working your way through it, you know, might be a little difficult.
All right. You had an op-ed piece recently in The Star, and you said there are five facts to keep in mind. Fact number one, as you've kind of alluded to already here, that Rosemont is a long way from receiving final approval. And then you say that the Forest Service Environmental Impact Statement is incomplete. And what about your, you also write, number three, serious concerns about Rosemont's water protection plan.
That's true. All those things are true. The Army Corps of Engineers will have to issue or not issue what's called a 404 permit, saying that there will be no damage to to the waterways of the eastern side of the Santa Rita's. We think it's very hard for them to do that. And as everyone knows, the EPA had called the earlier version of this EIS one of the worst they had ever seen. And they have put themselves into a position by kind of objecting initially that they can veto if the Army Corps were to grant the permit. Now, the Army Corps, at the very least, is going to take quite a while to work on this. It is a complex issue. They only have, you know, one person here who does the work. And we don't anticipate them making any kind of a decision in the near future. And I really don't think they will approve it. But if they do, the EPA has said that they will very likely veto. Now, that doesn't happen very often. I realize that. But this is a very controversial case. It's just a place where a mine shouldn't be. No, it's not that we're opposed to mining. We're opposed to mining in this place.
And then there's the issue with the tribal nations. This doesn't get a lot of publicity, but the fact is the 12 tribal nations and communities are opposed to Rosemont.
Yes, they are. And this is very important. The Tono Atam, who are the lead objectors, and the Pascua-Yaqui, both, of course, local, and then a whole host of other Pima speakers and Apache speaking groups, all of them did refuse to sign on to what's called the Memorandum of Agreement. Now, that doesn't stop the mine, but these folks have a fair amount of political clout, as they should. Most of these groups had historical ties to the Santa Rita Mountains. And they have strong feelings about land ethic and how land should be maintained. And I personally agree with their ethic, how we as human beings really can't control land the way we sometimes think we should. So the chairman of the Tono Atam Nation, Ned Norris, he has been very instrumental in speaking and writing letters to the EPA and to Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack and so forth. And I'm sure that the groups, particularly the Atam, will continue to fight this in the future.
Gail Hartman is with us. She is president of Save the Scenic Santa Rita's. We're talking about Gail's 5 points that she outlined in an op-ed piece in the Arizona Daily Star. Five facts to keep in mind about the proposed Rosemont Mine. And by the way, we will hear from Kathy Arnold next week from Rosemont Mine, who I'm sure will be rebuttaling what Gail has to say. Point five, Rosemont would permanently destroy thousands of acres of publicly owned national forest, dump mine waste in a critical southern Arizona watershed, and likely damage local economies. Gail, how would it damage local economies?
Well, the people who live in Sonoyta, Patagonia, and Elgin are just terrified about the prospect of this mine. They make their livings from basically a sort of tourist-based economy, also vineyards and ranching. But people go down there to stay at bed and breakfasts, to watch birds, have hunting guides, etc. And it is a beautiful, beautiful area. A lot of people don't realize that the movie Oklahoma wasn't filmed in Oklahoma. It was filmed in southeastern Arizona. So these folks consider not only the blight on the land, the problems with air pollution and water issues, but also the much increased traffic on Highway 83, which is a very narrow, two-lane, curving road. It's a state scenic highway. And there would be a truck every, I think it's 7 to 8 minutes, 24 hours a day, if they were going regularly. So it will be a big increase in traffic. The road, by the way, was never made to handle this kind of traffic, and we, the taxpayers of Arizona, will be the ones that would have to fix it if this mine were to go through.
In your opinion, Gail Hartman, would all of us living in southern Arizona notice a difference in our air quality if Rosemont gets underway?
It certainly looks as if the eastern side of Tucson and Saguaro National Park East will be badly impacted. To the west, I'm not quite so sure. But what the big concern is that we would go below national air quality standards. Thus, other businesses and communities in southern Arizona would have to put more restrictions on themselves, which would be very costly. So there's no way that this mine can go through and keep the air clean. National Park Service is concerned about that, and particularly people that live north and east of the mine.
So, Gail Hartman, conclusion, this is a long way from done, in your opinion.
Yes, I certainly think so. No one should think that this mine is going to happen this year or next year. I'm still strongly of the opinion that it will not and should not happen at all, that it would be really a devastating blow to southern Arizona, to our region, and to our economies.
And again, the comment period is quickly coming to a close.
Yes, it is. February 14th is the deadline. If you really want to do this, you can look on our website, scenicsantaritas.org. You will find information there on how to comment. And then remember that where you want to go is www.rosemonteis.us if you want to wade through the final EIS.
Gail Hartman, thanks a lot. Have a great week.
Thank you, Bill.
The UA College of Science presents this year's lecture series, The Evolving Brain, Monday evening starting January 27th through March 10th at UA Centennial Hall. Lectures are free and open to all. Now in its ninth year, the UA Science Lecture Series with its distinguished speakers gives opportunity to discover astonishing new insights about the evolution of the highly complex human brain. More at cos.arizona.edu.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water, and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 Reverse Osmosis Drinking Water System is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal?
then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Welcome back. It's Monday afternoon here on the Buckmaster Show. Rosemary Brandt, Ace producer, and myself hosting with you on this Monday. And we want to tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. What a great place to take a weekend getaway. Just take a couple of days off, head east. Three and a half hours, you're in a wonderful area right there at the Gila National Wilderness, the world-famous Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument, and, of course, historic Silver City. Lots of great places to stay, including the Pinos Altos Cabins and the great places to stay and stuff to do, all available at southwestnewmexico.org. Check out their website. Scientists from around the country are here in Tucson today and tomorrow for NASA's Outer Planets Assessment Group meeting. It's being held at the University of Arizona, and one of those participants is with us for his monthly visit, Dr. Mark Sykes, CEO and director of the Planetary Science Institute, which is celebrating its 41st year as a Tucson-based nonprofit engaged in the exploration of the solar system. He is the past chair of NASA's Small Bodies Assessment Group. Dr. Sykes, good to see you.
Great to be here, Bill.
So is it true the Small Bodies group is getting together with the large bodies?
We don't get no respect. You know, we kind of hang around and see what the big kids are doing. But, you know, the Outer Planets group, they deal with the Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and stuff in the distant part of the solar system. Small Bodies deals with asteroids and comets, also in the distant part of the solar system, but stuff nearby as well, like near-Earth asteroids that could come and fall on our heads sometime.
Well, there are a lot of items on the agenda. One of them is a controversial reorganization of research programs. You have taken a lead as a critic of this move.
Yeah, well, it's kind of slapdash in a way. I've been on the National Research Council committee that wrote about structuring things and how you do that, as well as some other NASA advisory committees, and they kind of went in the opposite direction. But the main problem was that the way they have it set up is that there's a big gap of funding for scientists that could really hurt things. And I think they're in listening to them this week at OPAG and last week at SBAG in Washington, I think they're beginning to get the message that, you know, to do no harm first, you know, when they start pushing programs together.
What's the worst case scenario with this controversial reorg of research programs? Would it impact your particular organization, Planetary Science Institute?
It would impact every organization. We could lose 20% of our community preferentially the young people, because older people, such as more mature people, such as myself, have more opportunities to, in our careers, to have gotten involved with missions, which are long-term sources of funding, whereas the young people don't, and so they rely on the research programs that are being reorganized and data analysis programs to get their careers started, and so we lose a lot of those people, and if money comes back the next year once things get fixed, say a year or two from now, those people are gone. So in both the NRC report and the other working group reports that I've been a part with, we've said you gotta be careful about your workforce management, and that's something that NASA is kind of weak.
And we want to preserve as many of the researchers, certainly at PSI, as possible, because, after all, it's an economic driver for our community.
Yes. Well, and actually having this meeting here in Tucson is neat, because it kind of highlights the fact that Tucson is a world center of solar system exploration. We've got the international headquarters of PSI here in Tucson, and we're in 20 states and 10 countries. We've got the University of Arizona and the Lunar Planetary Lab, where they're building the OSIRIS-REx spacecraft. We've got all these observatories around that are all used not just for astrophysics but also for studying the hood, you know, the solar system objects, and so Tucson's a very special place when it comes to solar system exploration, and this meeting here is a reflection of that.
What are they talking about other than the reorg of research projects? They're talking about
the Cassini mission, because there's questions about its future.
And that is, for our listeners,
that's the mission that we have at Saturn. Mm-hmm. Has been extremely successful. Plans for possible missions to Uranus and Neptune, European mission, which is going to be selected later this year, called JUICE. Jupiter and icy satellite exploration, and it's going to be focusing on some of Jupiter's large satellites like Ganymede. And,
do you have a dictionary for all the acronyms of all
these you know, space you just put a lot of stuff on your arm, as you go around.
I mean,
but with the outer solar system, things are also kind of getting dark. Once New Horizons goes by Pluto in 2015, one of the things that we've lacked is plutonium. And but because of political machinations, NASA's now having to carve $50 million a year out of its budget to give to the Department of Energy to start producing plutonium so we can put it in these radiothermal generators to use as power sources for spacecraft that get too far away from the sun. Mm-hmm. to operate off of sunlight. So all kinds of issues that are being discussed.
Speaking of space missions, the Chinese mission to plant their flag and their whatever on Moon, the Moon is underway, and I guess successful to this point.
Yeah.
Successful in that, hey, we made it.
Oh, it was a brilliant landing. And, okay. You know, they had an automated thing. They got a lander that's just about the size of our limb. Lunar excursion module from the Apollo days. Wow. with a little rover on it, and it landed on the surface of the moon very successfully, and then the rover got off and took pictures of each other, and but then it went into lunar night for 2 weeks. Now both of these spacecraft or use the sun for power. So when and the lunar night goes on for 2 weeks, so it gets down to 300 degrees below zero.
Oh.
Fahrenheit.
Wow.
And so there was some question about, are they going to be working when they come back out?
Mm-hmm.
And so this last weekend, morning arrived, and they're both were able to turn on, and so they're going to continue their operations. So
and what is the purpose of this Chinese mission?
Well, it's to study the moon. They've got several instruments. An interesting ground penetrating radar to go down 100 meters or so to look under the surface. They're also laying the path towards their next mission, which will be a sample return from the moon. And ultimately, they want to send a Tychonaut to the surface of the moon and possibly even establish a base up there.
Well, many Americans, when they hear the moon, we've done that, been there, done that, but you were saying they're doing some deep drilling, which hasn't really been.
Well, probing. They're using radar. They're penetrating. Okay. They're looking for signals to bounce back to say what the structure underneath the surface is like,
and
which would be very interesting.
Those are some questions that really have not been answered about the moon. So, I mean,
no.
We don't really know everything about the moon.
Oh, God, no. Oh, no. It's like the more data we get, the more questions we get. So the moon is an increasingly complex and interesting place of study.
Well, I recommend that people become members of the Planetary Science Institute. Outstanding work done here locally. And you can find out about them at psi.edu. Mark Sykes, thank you very much. We will let you get back to the University of Arizona and the meetings going on there this afternoon. You'll be just in time. They will have had finished their lunch break.
Yeah. Well, I got a telecon before then. But
Okay.
I will be getting back there this afternoon. Thanks very much, Bill.
Thanks, Mark. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan, our friends at Culligan Better Water Pure and Simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. All of our in-studio guests are given a nice chilled bottle of Culligan. Everyone likes the arrangement. Of course, all the employees here at KVOI also like having a refrigerator stocked with all that cooling Culligan water. Coming up tomorrow morning, 6 to 8 in the morning, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe, and then Chris does his new show called The Daily Double, a local talk show from 8 to 9 tomorrow morning, and then Rose and I will be back with you at 12:04 tomorrow afternoon for the Buckmaster Show, the Tuesday edition, and on behalf of Rose and myself, we hope you have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.